Dilmert High football is just 25 hours away as the Warriors get ready to make another run at another conference championship. Hi, I'm John Pritchett. He's the Mad Dog John Horner, and welcome to this very special preseason preview show brought to you by DelNortSports.com and by Coastal Media. Dilmert is coming off another outstanding season, winning the Big Four Conference Championship for the second time in 3 years and four of the past eight. The Warriors reached the championship game of the North Coast Section Playoffs, finishing with a 10-2 record. And Mad Dog, Dilmert looks poised to make another championship run.
Well, the hair's standing up on the back of my neck. We know it's football season. Mike Whalen Field is mowed, and the lines are in place. The fog's starting to roll in as of late. That means it's football time. Bring on the chocolate chip cookies. The Comfort Cups are back this year, and some smash-mouth football in your face, Warrior football. I can't wait.
We'll be back in a few moments with a look at last season and a look ahead at the season to come. And we'll also be talking with Dilmert head football coach Nick White. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Dilmert Sports. Welcome back to the Warrior preseason preview show. John Pritchett and John Horner with you as we get ready for the 2022 Dilmert football campaign, which begins tomorrow night at Mike Whalen Field as the Warriors play host to Kelseyville starting at approximately 7:30 p.m. Listen to the game live on KPOD 97.9 FM and around the world via DelNortSports.com. But before we plow into that game and the coming season, let's take a look at 2021, another standout year for the boys in blue and gold.
Well, you know, John, the biggest thing I remember of last year were the crowds were back in the stadium around the North State at the high school football games, roaring back, cheering for their teams, and the Warriors rode that way for all it was worth. The next best thing was a 6-0 conference record in a league that is highly touted in the North Coast section.
Dilmert lost its opener last season to a very good Enterprise team out of Reading, 28-20, a game Dilmert probably should have won, turning the ball over four times. After that, the Warriors got on a roll, easily dismissing non-conference foes West Valley and Kelseyville on the road, before starting Big Four play with a hard-fought win at St. Bernard's, 32-27. Dilmert would then sweep the rest of the regular season in style, beating up Fortuna and Eureka twice and stopping the Crusaders again, finishing with a 6-0 conference record. What was impressive was how the Warriors dominated on both sides of the ball.
Well, Dilmert's defense held opponents scoreless in half of its conference games and finished the six-game slate with an average winning score of 33-8.
The Warriors entered the North Coast Section Division 5 playoffs last season as the number 2 seed. Dilmert dismissed Archie Williams High 49-6 and then pounded Miramani 42-13, both games at Mike Whalen Field. The Warriors then went after its second NCS championship in three seasons against top-seeded San Marin. But Dilmert's miscues and a very good state championship San Marin squad closed out the Warriors' season with a 36-0 loss. But Mad Dog, it's important to remember that this was perhaps the second greatest season in Dilmert history.
Great season and great programs. Learn to build off their tough losses. Speaking of great programs, in the studio with us tonight is head coach Nick White. Coach, as we close the chapter on last season, what are some of the things you remember about that squad?
Historical season, as you say. Really a competitive team. We learned a lot from that first game, which, you know, we had a lot of miscues, and the kids really took that hard and personally, and you know, it was great to build on the momentum, and, you know, our non-conference games were huge for us going on the road after that, which is always tough. And, you know, we rebounded great, and, you know, league worked out great for us as well.
Dilmert lost some standout players from last year's team, including the conference's co-MVP lineman and three-time all-conference selection Sam Showerman, who was a monster on both sides of the ball. He'll be playing at College of the Redwoods this season. Other all-conference seniors in 2021 included power back and linebacker Caleb Dodson, lineman Connor Price and Trevor Freeman, and cornerback Tanner Skerrick.
Coach, what did that group of seniors, we know we talked a lot last year about how special they were, what did they bring to that team beyond pure football?
A lot of toughness. We got some great leadership from those guys, and, you know, it was a team that came together at the right time when the moments really counted, and adversity you know, hit, we really responded to that. And those kids had a huge deal, you know, with building the team chemistry and having the successful season that we've had.
You're listening to the Warrior Preseason Preview Show with Del Norte football season ready to kick off tomorrow evening at 7:30 at Mike Whalen Field with Kelseyville coming to Crescent City. Listen to the game live on KPOD-FM and DelNorteSports.com. Now, we've just covered some of the key personnel losses from last year, but this year's Del Norte team has some very talented players returning to the fold.
Well, you know, when we start with talented in Del Norte County, we always got to start offensively with the line. It's so important for those offensive linemen, especially in a philosophy like you have, run first kind of offense. What do we got to look forward to in the trenches on that offensive line this year?
The kids have been doing, first of all, the kids, all of them have been doing a great job in the offseason lifting weights. And obviously with the line, that is huge. We rely on being physical and rely on our strength to push the opponents around. The good part about last year was we did have talented seniors, but we also had a very talented group of juniors that have stepped up. And a lot of those kids played a role in last year's team, from Bridger Ratner starting at center most of the time to Bryson Price, Kai Russell, you know, Jacob Dane, when he was our best lineman at the very beginning of the year until he got injured. And then he came back in a little bit of our playoff run there. So we got definitely some talented linemen coming back.
You know, if Del Norte struggled at all last season, it was getting production from his wide receivers. But that may all change this year.
It could possibly change. We've been working on our passing game. Had a couple 7-on-7s where, we did a great job overall of timing, rhythm, routes. All the things that matter in the passing game. And, you know, Ethan Thomas is coming out, one of the best athletes in the high school to play receivers. So he's, he's definitely can go up and catch the ball at an elite level. So we'll see what we can do with that.
I had a Rover reporter, Mike Corner, the bus driver, down at the scrimmage. Yep. He says, he says Coach White threw the ball a little bit in the scrimmage. And he said that all the receivers responded very well, he thought.
Yeah, we've been doing a good job all summer. You know, off season has been huge for us. Weightlifting, a lot of participation during the summer, a lot of working on things we need to work on to get better, including the passing game. And we can practice and do it, but we got to execute and do it at a high level in the games. And you know, we'll see what happens combined with our running game. So it'll be interesting.
Well, when it comes to that rushing attack, Del Norte returns two parts of the last season's three-headed monster, including offensive MVP R.J. Lofton, who finished with more than 1,500 yards on the ground and 18 rushing touchdowns, and Giancarlo DeCellini, who averaged just shy of 10 yards per carry and also led the team in receiving. What do those guys bring to you this year in that senior leadership?
Like you said, leadership, getting the other guys together, the weightlifting, the knowledge and of the program and what we expect, how we expect it, setting the standard high, and you know, the standard is set and they know it. So that comes with the running game, also the passing game, and John being our leading receiver, and we expect a lot out of them, and we expect even more from them this year. And, you know, I truly believe that they will step up. They've been working as hard as they could possibly work.
Well, and that brings us to our quarterback, where senior Cooper Maxwell returns for his third season as starter. As Pritchett said last year, Maxwell doesn't throw much, doesn't run much, but he knows how to win, and he wins a lot.
Yes, he does. Cooper has been a starter since the COVID year, which there's a, you know, we have – these seniors now, and there was, I believe, I want to say six that came up during the COVID year that they're seniors now, you know, and a lot of them have been 3-year starters. So now they know the expectation, they know what to expect, they know the standard, and Cooper is one of them, and he executes the offense. He's smart. He runs everything how we want it to be, and you know, he knows what every kid on offense is supposed to be doing, and we expect a huge year from him throwing the ball.
That's enough about offense, right?
Yes,
let's talk
it is.
About that defense. Let's
my
talk about Mike
defense.
Whalen Field's defense. Coach, who will be anchoring that defensive front this year? The front line.
The front will be Jacob Dane will be playing some D-line. We have a handful of guys there. So we have Andy Hunt, who got injured last year, and he's back at 100%, and he did awesome during our scrimmage. Kai Russell, and then, you know, Bryson Price, a handful of kids. It'll be D-line by committee, which we love. That means we have a lot of skilled kids that can do the job, and they'll do it at a high level.
You know, I talked a little bit to a couple of the people down in Humboldt area, and they said it reminded them of, you know, I hate to compare to like Fortuna teams, but 4 or 5 years ago when Fortuna had that big line up front, They said that team that Del Norte put out during that scrimmage, big and fast up front, is going to be tough to handle when it comes to the big five.
Yeah, we
big four now.
We try to do our best, and offensively, defensively, as far as the line goes, there's a lot of pride in. And, you know, that's what we pride our program on, is it being physical up front. If we're physical up front offensively and defensively, the game's going to be really good for us. So, but that's the standard. That's the program. That's what we expect. We expect nothing less, and the kids know that, and they all buy into it.
Well, Del Norte has always relied on athletic linebackers who could both rush the passer and fall back into coverage. More of the same in 2022?
We have a great group of kids. So as far as our linebacker core goes, RJ Lofton is play outside linebacker. He's started a couple games as a freshman, but I mean, he could say he's a 4-year starter on defense. You know, not only him being a great running back, but he brings a ton, and he's a super hard hitter on defense. And then we have our Gavin Skerrick and also Giancarlo DiCellini anchoring the front, making the calls for our defense. Those guys, even this past week against Kelseyville, as far as implementing our game plan, they're buying in 100%. They're on point. They're communicating. There's a lot of relaying what the other team's going to be doing or their tendencies. And those guys are just doing an amazing job. So I'm really proud, super proud of those guys. Linebackers are my dudes. You know, they're the guys I love coaching. I can't ask for more as far as right now. And the expectation will keep getting higher as the year goes on.
I started watching practices, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and just the progression and just the game and the knowledge at Del Norte, when it comes to scheming and zone reads and how you jump off a receiver, jump onto a slot back, and how you switch up that really starts with those linebackers. But let's talk about that defensive backfield, those guys that really hold it down back there, that if they miss a step or miss an assignment, it could be real ugly, but they've done a great job for you. Who do you got coming out this year in your defensive backfield?
Yeah, they've been doing a great job. Cooper Maxwell's back as far as newcomer Ethan Thomas. We talked about him at receiver. He's been doing a great job at corner. Very, very coachable. Really wants to learn, trying his hardest. And we have a 3-year starter at safety, Brody Matz, who's the leader of the secondary. So he'll make the calls. He knows what's going on. I coach him for 3 years back there. So it's just, you know, it's the minor details now, and I can't wait to see him play. He's going to bring it at safety, that's for sure.
Big games, close games, a lot of times in high school sports come down to those special team plays, right? Who do you guys got for special teams this year? Who's your kicker, punter? What do you got?
We've been working on that a lot. So we wanted to get in our punt team and PAT during the scrimmage too. Fortunate enough that Fortuna wanted to do it too. So we want to get some game reps in there and kind of simulate the game before we actually get in the game. Daniel Gonzalez is stepping up, and he's been playing soccer, and you know, he's decided to play football and be our kick for PATs. He'll punt in this weekend and then he's been doing an outstanding job at kickoff. So we're really excited about him being on the team. He's done everything we asked him to do. The kids really like him. He's really fitting in. I couldn't be prouder of that kid so far.
Kicker.
Yeah, kicker. No, we love Daniel. And then Kai Russell will also punt too. And Kai's been doing a great job. So, you know, but I'm happy Daniel's there. He's been doing a really good job. He's got a leg, man. He's got some ability. If he wants to play football at the next level, he can.
Well, the countdown is on for the start of the Del Norte High football season for the 2022 year as the Warriors play host to Kelseyville tomorrow night at Mike Whalen Field. Varsity kickoff set for 7:30. JV begins at 5:00. Well, next up, we'll take a look at Kelseyville and the rest of the scheduled after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports. This is the Warrior Preseason Preview Show. John Pritchett, Mad Dog John Horner, and the head football coach, Nick White, joining us here in the KPOD studios. 24 hours from now, Delner will be getting ready to take on Kelseyville, a team that the Warriors handled 55-12 in 2021. After that, a slate of games against traditional football powers, but all coming off rough seasons last year. After tomorrow's game, Delner will go on the road back-to-back weeks, traveling to the Oakland area to take on Piedmont, followed by a trip to the Rogue Valley to face South Medford. West Valley comes to town on September 16th, followed by a non-conference road game to McKinleyville, then a non-conference home game against Eureka in Crescent City on September 30th, followed by a two-week bye, at least for now, before the Big Four conference opener at Eureka. On Saturday afternoon, October 29th, Delnor battles St. Bernard's on the Crusaders' home field, followed by the regular season finale against Fortuna. Coach, the Warriors take on only one team this year that had a winning record last year, but it's really hard to imagine programs like Fortuna and Eureka, West Valley, South Medford, and Piedmont struggling like they did last year when they combined for a 14-35 record.
We have an overall tough schedule. Going by what happened last year, that means they usually have some younger kids, so the following year they'll be better with seniors, whatever the case may be. There's a lot of factors going into that, but as far as like traditional, powerhouses or being good, like Piedmont always makes the playoffs. West Valley is a good team. They have a new coach this year, so they'll definitely be better. And then a South Medford team that has over 2,000 kids in their school will be a tough battle for us on the road. So we definitely have some hurdles we need to cross, and the first hurdle we need to cross and we're only looking at is Kelseyville.
Well, there are some changes in the conference. Last season, the conference season featured a home and away slate among the four conference members. Each team had six Big Four conference games. In 2022, it's one and done, just three conference games, leaving almost no room for error. Now, another thing that's changed is the postseason for Del Norte. The North Coast Section overlords have decreed that the Warriors move up to Division IV, meaning Del Norte will face the possibility of postseason battles with traditional powers Cardinal Newman and Marin Catholic. The NCS decision is based on something called, quote, competitive division criteria. Del Norte is the highest-ranked team on the North Coast. Eureka and St. Bernard's are both in Division 5, and remarkably, Fortuna is now in Division 6.
Well, Division 4, I think that's an honor. I feel that, when you've done as well as you are, you get a chance to take on some of those private schools. But when you sit there and look at Division 4 and 5, when you look from top to bottom, there's not much of a difference except for those couple teams up on top when it comes to Division 4. Obviously, Cardinal Newman and Marin Catholic are good, but San Marin's no slouch when you're sitting there right below it. So, Coach, your thoughts on moving up to Division 4, is it that big of a move for you guys, or is it just go out there and do your job?
I don't think we look too much into it. It's that powers may be in California. I don't really know the rhyme or reason for what California does, but we go with it. No excuses. We're happy. We're excited. It's an honor. We're moving up. That means we've been doing a great job. And, whoever we play in the playoffs will be ready. We have a long way to go, to get there. First, we have to get there. a lot of games between now and then. Right. So, we're excited to move up, and we're excited just to have the chance to play in the playoffs is a privilege, and that means we've been doing a great job in the program.
Coach, since you took over as the head man in 2019, Del Norte has posted a 25-6 record with two conference championships. Now, obviously, the leadership of yourself, offensive coordinator Chris White, and defensive coordinator Darren LaFazio is critical to that success, but you've said in the past that the development of players at the junior varsity and the youth football levels is crucial. What has these sub-varsity programs meant to the Warriors, and who will be leading the JV program this year?
The youth program, the JV program is crucial. You want to keep kids interested, participating, especially on the JVs, learning our offensive plan and defensive plan. We actually do a lot during the summer. We combine varsity and JV, and then we bring the freshmen in and have our own session with the freshmen. So there's a lot of slowly but surely we're going to get better. And a lot of the coaches are amazing and take so much time to develop these kids. And it's just about time and commitment and, you know, the kids buying in and being coachable and it going both ways. So it's really a group effort from everybody. And the JV head coach this year will be Clint Shad, who does an amazing job with the wrestling and is a great wrestling coach. And he's been doing a great job so far as the JV coach.
It's got to be nice to have somebody like Clint Shad that's organized too. I mean, knows how to run a program and done the wrestling program and has done real well. Takes a little heat off you.
But
and
Clint doesn't have as good a hair as your previous JV coach in Tanner Faulkner.
Tanner Faulkner. He no, doesn't
Tanner
have the golden
has a lot of hair.
So, coach, varsity coach and staff, any changes?
Added, no changes. We just added Kendall Giddings, who was the offensive coordinator on JVs last year. So, really, really clicking as a staff. You know, I love my guys, man. They put in so much work, sacrifice. They have families, wives. Like, it's hard to coach and spend so much time, especially coaching football when there's a lot of game planning and road trips, and you know it's a lot, but those guys sacrifice. They have ultimate family support, otherwise they wouldn't be doing it, because each family knows what it takes, and I wouldn't trade them for the world.
So, coach, are your Warriors ready for Kelseyville tomorrow night, and what should we expect from the Knights, and what should we expect from the Warriors?
So Kelseyville has a lot of returning players. Over their returning quarterback, he can run, he can throw. Throws a pretty good deep ball, can definitely run around. We don't really want to let him get outside the pocket. You know, and their coach Larson does a great job. They'll be definitely better than they were last year. I think they had a lot of bumps in the road with COVID, and they had some injuries coming into our game that they sustained. So I think this year they'll definitely be better. As far as us, we're definitely ready to play. We are ready for our scrimmage. The kids responded to that, a lot of good and bad last week, mostly good, you know, but we got to get better. And there's a lot of things, we pointed out in film and had a great film session that if we want to get to the level we want to be at and aspire to, you know, have all our goals and dreams come true, then there's a lot of work to be done. So, we've had a great week of preparation and practice. We're going to focus on what we do and how we do it. And do that at a very high level is what we'll be worried about tomorrow night. So, you know, we're going to focus on ourselves and hopefully it works out well for us.
Well, the weather tomorrow night should be just about perfect. It'll be mostly sunny at kickoff with a game time temperature of 62 degrees, a minuscule chance of precipitation. So come on out to where legends are made, Mike Whalen Field, and watch Warrior football action while listening to the game on KPOD 97.9 or DelNortSports.com. Coach, any final thoughts as we get ready for the start of the 2022 Warrior football season?
I just like to thank all the sponsors that have helped out, because it's it's definitely a hard you know, as far as funding goes, but the community is so helpful and definitely makes the job easier for our program. All the sponsors are amazing, and take the Warriors under you guys' wing this year. You know, there's no COVID restrictions. Come out to the game. We'd love to see you, love to have you, love for it to be loud and noisy, and it's we're back in action. Our kids are ready to go, ready to play as hard as they can for the community. And we can't wait to see everybody at the game.
Mad Dog, you're always good for some final thoughts.
Friday Night Lights, baby. You got to love it. You know, about the community, you know, this community rallies, right? Mm-hmm. It rallies big time. So this is the first game. Got that home game off the get-go against Kelseyville. Show up Friday night. Comfort Cups are back. You know, I got to mention that. The Comfort Cup.
You got to tell what a Comfort Cup is.
Comfort Cup is pulled pork, and it's got corn. It's got cornbread and what else?
Macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese. That's right. You got to have the three. That's
amazing.
It's like the Trinity. It's fantastic. But no, I'm excited. It's going to be fun to get out there. And like Coach says, the community rallies behind you. Thanks to all the sponsors that help out and make it something special. Teams come up here for a reason. They circle it on the calendar when they come up to Del Norte because it's a great experience, and let's keep it going that way.
They circle it because they don't want to come up.
We treat them so well, though.
We do.
Before we beat them.
Right. Well, this has been the Warrior Preseason Preview Show. Join us tomorrow for the pregame show at around 7:10 p.m. on KPOD 97.9 FM and around the world on DelNorteSports.com. Big thanks to Coach White for joining us tonight, to our engineer without peer, the one and only J.D. Degler. From Mad Dog John Horner, I'm John Pritchett. Good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night at Mike Whalen Field, 7:30 p.m. kickoff of the start of Warrior football against Kelseyville. Be safe, drive carefully, and may God bless.